I should have seen it coming, but I didn't have the time. Far too busy grafting to pick up on the signs. It came up through the static and hit me from behind. I should have seen it coming, but I didn't.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to a very late podcast. It's been a while, and I apologize. Life has just been going by so fast lately, and I realize how long it's been. I've got a few of you out there who I really do appreciate writing and saying, "Hey, Brett, is everything okay? You know, we haven't heard a podcast in a while. Did you move on? What are you doing?" And you know, it's not that we moved on. We're just getting buried. I'm going to be very honest. Some of the things that I had been doing since 2020 and before was kind of trying to send out those smoke signals, right, to the baby boomers saying, hey, this, just like the song says, right, should have seen this coming. And what has happened is there's been a following, if I guess that's a little too groupy sounded, but there have been people who have said, you know what, this guy's starting to make sense. And I think that's part of the power of podcasts, but it's also part of the network of financial professionals out there who also happen to be either sent this podcast by their client saying, hey, you know, you should have seen this coming, listen to this podcast. But I've connected with a few good people. We do have a sponsor who I've been working with, so don't think I took a sponsor and then took a vacation. We have a sponsor in Key Arcs, which is a very, I want to say boutique, but it's way bigger than a boutique. It's kind of a resource for physicians nationwide. And Paul Cella, who's the principal manager of Key Arcs, really kind of just loved everything that we were doing. He said, man, I don't do this currently for my doctors, but I really feel like I should. You know, I don't think he's a baby boomer. I think he missed it by a year. I'm a baby boomer, but I think he's a little bit younger and he didn't get into the club, but he agrees that so many of his clients, these physicians that he's helped over the years with different types of insurances and, you know, doing 401k plans and the whole gamut. He did a lot of this just for the physicians world. But when he stumbled upon retirement architecture, he was like, you know, I got to start looking at this. You know, these docs, they look for me to be that beacon in the night, you know, so, hey, follow us this way if you want to get to retirement. So I've worked on several of Paul's clients, and these are all very, very accomplished doctors, scientists, right? Big brain people. And he said, you know, if you can help some of these people out, and I'm willing to pay you to do this test because I don't think you're going to do very well. But if you work with some of these clients of mine and they embrace what you're doing and they decide to follow up on the strategy that you designed for them, then I'm going to tell you that you've got something special. Well, here we are. It's now, today's the last day of February. It's 2/28. No leap year this year, right, Aunt? No leap year, right? So no leap year. So tomorrow's March 1st. Be my sister's birthday. Happy birthday, Lori. So we got to work, and I mean got to work. I basically jumped back into the design seat. I didn't want to trust. I wanted to make sure that these new potential clients of ours, of retirement architecture, Key Arcs clients, were going to get everything that we could potentially do and then some. So I basically jumped back in the design seat. I spent hundreds, I'm not exaggerating, hundreds of hours expanding what we did in our blueprints design, going beyond it, learning the products that we have often used, and not only learning them, but becoming what I'm going to say is an expert, a subject matter expert in some of these products that seem to always be the answer to so many of the plans that we designed. So I got busy on it, and I got the first doctor assigned to me, and within a couple of weeks, the plan just started to come together so beautifully. And we were able to deliver a forward-looking financial retirement plan that this particular doctor said, I'm in, I'll do it, I get it. Then Doctor Two came along. A little bit more complicated, a little bit more moving parts, a whole bunch of new columns that we didn't use before. And if you have never seen one of our retirement blueprints, they're basically done in columns and rows, like a big spreadsheet. Those spreadsheets feed into what we call our wealth span report. So what I did with the physicians is I brought them into the basic spreadsheets and I said, okay, let's build this together. And every time they'd have something new for income, I would add another column. Then I'd go through the programming and I'd map it into the rest of the solution. And then I would create pages inside the wealth span report. So I'm talking hundreds and hundreds of hours. But what I can tell you now is this thing is built for bear. These retirement plans that we're building, and remember, when we're building them to help you have an intelligent conversation with your advisor. So if you didn't take my advice and fired your advisor who lost you, 15, 20% last year, and, you know, maybe you had a nice recovery in early January, you're probably going to see yourself back where you would last year. And I'll just play that webinar or that podcast again where I said you should have fired your advisor. But having said all that, we now are going back to this post-COVID world with something that is so much better. Now, I'm not saying what we were doing before wasn't good, but it's so much better now because when the innovator, that's me, stepped out of innovation and just started doing duplication, you don't advance that much. And that's what our company kind of matured into. And I think that was a mistake. And now that we've gone back to the drawing board, thrown out things that weren't descript enough, all of the pieces have always been there, but they just weren't descript enough where somebody could say, I get it, Brett. I understand it. Well, I'm not there yet. I'm not going to say this is completely done, but I'm going to say that it's really, really good. So what has happened since I last put out our last podcast, which was when, Ann? It was in, November, maybe? November, so I really have been lazy. No. What we did is we've actually went back out. I have a good friend of mine who he wanted to do a workshop down in Florida. Now, you don't have to do much this time of year. As I look out my window at the 8 inches of snow that just fell last night, it doesn't take a lot to compel me to go down to Florida. So I went down for a week. That's unusual for me. I don't typically go away on business for more than 3 days. I just have that, you know, I want to get home kind of thing all the time. So I went down for a week and I did two appearances for his workshop, seminar, whatever you want to call it. They were Social Security seminars. But he said, you know, I think what you do would be really cool. Would you be willing to come down and add to our standard seminar the things that you do with retirement architecture? And I said, you know, it's interesting because before COVID, we had done a big event, and this is going to come together here by the time I'm done with the podcast. We did a large event down in Virginia. We went down to Virginia Beach, and the reason being is we had a large concentration of responders to the TV commercials in that, let's call it the Capitol area, you know, U.S. Capitol surround. And as we heat mapped it, we had a lot of people from Chesapeake, from Virginia Beach, and Norfolk. So we said, okay, let's go to Virginia Beach. It's kind of it's a little bit warmer there early than it is up here. So we said, let's do something. So we basically did a seminar down there and we had a really good following. We went to the Founders Inn. If you've never seen the Founders Inn, look it up online. It's a beautiful, beautiful destination. It's a kind of a high-end meeting place slash hotel slash conference center. And they got an amphitheater, and that used to be one of my requirements. If I was going to go and do a presentation, I wanted an amphitheater because I do a lot of audiovisual work when I go out in live presentations. Well, we filled that place two nights, right? We were going to do one night, and hopefully we were going to get 30 people. We had full, I think it sat 68 people. We filled it on, I'm going to say it was a Tuesday-Thursday combo. So on Tuesday, we filled it, and we had spillover and filled it again on Thursday. So we killed it, but I didn't have the same messaging that I have today. I didn't have the same complete story that I have today. I wasn't tying it all together, but we still had a tremendous following from that. And then as those potential cases started to evolve, COVID hit, right? So every story I have about my life in these last few years of this business have always got that COVID thing. And a lot of times it's actually good. COVID was a good thing for us. Horrible for the country, but for my business here, COVID was good. It created Zoom, so to speak, right? Zoom was out there, but COVID made Zoom just mainstream. And it turned my business, what I do, into a Zoom business. So I can sit in my office, and I always wear a nice shirt, but sometimes I got on the, you know, my work jeans. And the next podcast, I'll bring you up to speed on the real estate thing we're doing here. I'll just give you a quickie on this while I'm at it. We downsized after COVID. We got out of our fifth floor, beautiful, you know, office space where I spent months by myself during COVID, 6,000 square feet or more of a beautiful Class A office space. We got out of there. We moved back to the studio that I had for 15 years. And then we had an opportunity to actually move into the building that's on the property that we're going to be building 20 apartments on. So the tenants were moving out. We said, you know what? Let's move the business there. So we actually closed up the studio building now. So we're in our own place. We own this house. It's a house, but now it's an office. It's in a business 40 zone. And we are in the process of starting the build of 20 apartments. So I'm actually going back into real estate a little bit bigger than I thought I would. But we're in a beautiful place. I'm very, very happy. It's a little bit further from my house. It takes me about 10 minutes to get here instead of five or walking distance, my old studio. But we own it. We're here. We love it. We're all very happy, and things are great. So a little bit more on the real estate side, because there's some things there I want to share with you as I start honing these podcasts in more towards action for baby boomers who want to Roth convert, do all the things that I talk about on a normal pace. So back to the workshop. So I did go down to Florida, and I did the first live event since pre-COVID, and it was kind of interesting. I hadn't been in front of a live group in a while. I hadn't had TV commercials and things when I did the last live stuff, so I would just start by saying, hi, I'm Brett Sasso, and you should listen to me. And now I was able to start by showing a TV commercial, showing clips from the podcast, from the webinar, and links to the podcast. But one particular webinar that we did was on Groundhog's Day on 2022. So it was February 2nd, 2022. We did a live webinar. And what I found so interesting about that is I was able to go back and grab a snip of that video, and I played it in Florida before I actually started speaking. And what it showed, you know, perfectly is that our country went $1.5 trillion deeper in debt in less than a year. It was 2 days before a full year that I was in Florida, right? So just do the math, right? That's almost perfectly a year. So I was down there in January. I think the one was on January 31st, and then I did that on 2/2/22. So the crowd, the gathering, the audience, the guest, I guess is a better way to refer to them, was actually watching something that I could now go back and say, bang, there's a stick in the ground. I did that. It's live. You can't say I wasn't talking about this then. And then I went back even further and I talked about Fire Your Advisor, which was a podcast. It's hour number 54. If you go to retirementarchitecture.com website, click on the podcast and then just hit show more. Go down and listen to my podcast number 54. At that time, the markets were starting to hemorrhage, right? It was May, it was 2022, and it was about to fall apart. And I was giving the heads up to people that this is coming in a big way. We got to be ready for this. And sure enough, the markets let go right after that, and people watched 25, 30% of their 401k values diminish before the end of the year. Now, January gave back a little bit, but it's not forever, guys. I don't think that's going to keep going. So I'm announcing today that I really enjoyed doing the live seminar, webinar, whatever you want to call it. Well, not a webinar, I guess it is a seminar. And I'm going to do more of them. So I actually committed because I was received so well in Florida that I said, you know what, guys, if you wanted to do this again, I'll do one more. Now, I don't know if I'll do more after that. I don't know. It's difficult when you work with other people, and they're good friends of mine. And, you know, sometimes business philosophies don't align all the time, but I really did enjoy working with them And I really enjoyed what happened from that crowd. And I can tell you that we will impact about 4 or 5 families immensely from that seminar, and has a lot to do with these 4 letters. Okay, I'm going to tell you what we did. You know you have an IRA. So if you did a 401k, 403b, 457b, if you did any deferred compensation plans, you basically did that under IRS IRA regs, right? This is the individual retirement account. Well, I made a new acronym, and I basically have now come to the conclusion that I have put together one of the, if not the, that sounds a little pompous, but I'm going to go for it, probably the best retirement strategy for baby boomers who have done fairly well in their 401k. What's that mean? 500,000 and up. If you got a 500,000 in your 401k and up, the strategy that I'm about to talk about, which I've talked about in the past, but I've now seen it in a live environment really motivate people to learn more. So the acronym, or the three, I guess it's not really an acronym, but instead of IRA, I just added another R. And I said, you know, the IRA was okay, but it was incomplete. And it's incomplete when you get to the point when you're about to go into retirement. So you need to have the I, which is an IRA. And then you need to be thinking about what you do with an IRA as you become a baby boomer looking for retirement. You have to do a rollover. You got to take your IRA, you got to roll it over into something more intelligent. And that's where I use the next R. That's Roth convert. If you can take your IRA, roll it over, Roth convert it. The only thing missing then is the A. And when I tell you the A, it goes back to several other webinars and podcasts that I've done, which I've talked about this term. It's the private pension approach, right? A pension is something that you, if you don't have one, I don't have one. If you have one, you probably wouldn't trade that for anything, because pensions are so valuable because they'll continue as long as you do. So if there was a way to take an IRA, roll it over, Roth convert it, and then dump it into a pension that you can't outlive, it is the most liberating, the most confidence-giving combination of financial steps that you can do to give yourself the retirement that you'll never have to question. So I want you to think of those 4 letters, IRRA, IRA, R, rollover, R, Roth convert, last A, annuitize. That's a insurance term for pension, right? Pensions are basically annuities. If you won the Powerball, right, and you got the $1 billion, they say, well, we'll give you the billion, but that's a pension. It's an annuity, right? They'll pay out over a period of years. Or if you want to take half the money, which most people do because it's still, you know, $500 million, we'll give you a half of that. So imagine the difference between half and a billion. That's a lot of money, right? But people just don't want that patience. Oh, give me the money. Give me the $500 million, $500 million, I'll take it. But $1 billion paid out over your lifetime would be some massive amount of money. I probably would take the annuity, and then I would just tell all the people trying to ask me for all the money that, well, I didn't take the big payout. I'm actually getting paid at like a pension for the rest of my life. And the average person will go, oh, okay, thanks. And they walk away. So if you do win the lottery, think about bucking the trend and not taking all that money, because what the heck do you do with it all, right? Think about the annuity side. So you can do this today, though, with your current lottery winnings. Your current 401k, let's just use the IRA. Your current IRA can be turned into a tax-free pension-like, air quotes around that, pension-like supply of dollars that you can't outlive. And in some cases, depending on your family dynamics, you can have that lottery winning, that pension, that annuity, pay your spouse until your spouse passes. Guys, this is the most complete, thorough financial strategy I have ever seen. And I'm embarrassed to say that it took me as many years as it did to come out with it. And I'll tell you why. Because I didn't think annuities were any good. I was fed the same crap that everybody else has been fed on the internet about how bad annuities are. Now, I'm not telling you all annuities are good. As a matter of fact, There is only one. I'm going to tell you that right now. There's only one annuity provider that I build into the retirement architecture plans. There's one. And there's only two products. And today there's only one product. As I serve baby boomers, as I work for physicians and just you, right? Anyone that's looking to make it through retirement without all these damn question marks, then I can tell you definitively that if you want an IRRA, if you want to forget about the stress of what's going to happen in 2023, 2024, if you want something that can help you with inflation, yeah, guys, inflation. You know what? The guy that has the pension that caps out at a dollar amount, I'd rather have an IRRA than I would rather have a pension that caps out at a flat dollar amount, because inflation will eat that thing up. The IRRA, the IRA rolled over, Roth converted and annuitized, if it's done in the product, and I'm not going to tell you the product right now because I don't want everybody just, you know, slamming and going online and finding some crap from some advisor that threw garbage on such a great strategy. If you want to know about this, then go to rothwebinars.com and you can ask me to build you one. But the caveat is it does require a little bit of money in your 401k. You got to have a $500,000 or more. It's really not that effective if you don't have more than that put away, because your tax pain isn't so substantial if your IRA is a lesser amount than 500 grand. Now, for you, those of you with a million, million and a half, 2 million, I'm working on a $4 million case right now that will be an IRA, rolled over, Roth converted, and annuitized. Those four letters should spell freedom. They should spell solution, confidence. I'll put all the words that go along with those four letters because they're all true. So I will be going out this year. So I've already, matter of fact, 5 minutes ago, we just finalized on the mailer going out in Virginia Beach. Now, if you're listening to this and you're in that Virginia Beach area and you want to come see me live, you'll have to do it directly with us, and then we'll have to put you in because I'm using a third party for this. Used to be I would do all of this in my company, but I'm just going to use a third party for this. So again, you can go to rothwebinar.com. You can say, Ant, can we put something on there? 10 live webinar or seminar. So Anthony's going to build that after this recording. So it'll probably be up before you guys hear this. So if you're in the Virginia Beach area or you're within drive range of it and you want to come to that seminar, and visit with me live. You know, we'll have some copies of Deserve Magazine there. We're going to drive down. So, you know, we're going to bring some goodies with us. I believe Danielle is going to come. I know Anthony's going to come. We're going to do this as both a, probably do a podcast in between the two events. So we're doing a Tuesday, Thursday again. We'll do a live podcast from the, I'll probably do it from either a quiet meeting room or something. We'll do a podcast between the two nights, and we are doing a hot appetizer and drinks. So we're not going to just, you know, hand you a bag of popcorn and a soda. We want you to take a break. So here's the layout. The layout will be the first 45 minutes, and I'm probably lying. It'll probably be an hour, but let's say 45 minutes. First 45 minutes, I'm going to talk about all the strategies of what an IRRA is. I'm going to lay it all out, and then I'm going to say, now you guys have done what I asked you to do. You came and you listened. Please help yourself to some beautiful hot appetizers. And these are not cheap. We're talking like, you know, $5 a piece type of items because this place is so ritzy. And of course, there'll be wine. I don't know if we're having beer, but I know we're going to have wine. And then, of course, sodas and teas. But the second offering will be after you have your appetizers, and it's going to be in an amphitheater. So you could bring it into the amphitheater and sit down. I am going to explain how the IRRA works, and I'm going to demo it live in front of everybody. And I can honestly tell you, the people that have given this concept enough consideration have all acted upon it. Now, what I'm saying is, for those that go call their financial advisor the minute they hear the strategy, and a financial advisor just, you know, does the typical BS fiduciary thing and throws up all over it, I'm going to tell you, those people don't ever know, and they'll never know what an IRA could have done for them. IRRA, right? they're going to miss it because they got thrown off the trail by someone who just spoke about something they didn't know. Those that stayed in the curiosity mode and continued to go through this process, and today we do it on a Zoom meeting. We record the Zoom meetings with your permission. We put them in a shared folder so that you only can access them. So I'm giving you the ability to go back and watch the video again. You can copy it. Everything I say in that video is truthful. Who gives you a recording? Does your financial advisor give you a video Zoom recording of the last meeting when they told you you're in it for the long haul and don't worry about losing money because everybody does that? No, they don't do that. I do that. The other thing I do is I support everything with very deep dives into how it works. And it's all given to you. It's great intellectual properties that will help you make a good decision. And guys, I'm going to tell you, I usually tell people that about 8 out of 10 people follow our recommendations. Of the people who go through the entire learning process, 100% act on the recommendation. So how's that for a bold statement? Well, I'll back it up. Come see this. Now, after Virginia Beach, we're going down to Jacksonville, Florida. I committed to that with a couple buddies of mine that I use for some really cool tax-saving strategies. One out of St. Louis, the other one is down in, I think he's in Gainesville, but we decided Jacksonville would be a good place to go. So we're going to probably put that on for the middle of April, which is going to be perfect, right? Tax time. But guys, we're on fire, man. We really have figured this out. I'm trying to resist going on that scale it up, Brett, thing that I've always done. I want to stay more intimate with everyone who decides to follow this process. I found it incredibly rewarding to get back in the trenches and do the work myself. I love it. I'm enjoying it. And I know I'm changing lives. So podcasts, I'm going to keep them coming. It's been hard because I have been working my butt off. And we decided to clear, you know, probably about 9 acres of our 15 acres that's going to be developed here. And because our winter was so mild and the ground was good. So I actually decided to go back in my construction mode. And I single-handedly, by the way, cut about 400 plus trees. I had an excavator here. He was pushing the trees down. Then I would chop the stump off and chop the top off. And our township here let us burn in the up until March, mid-March, we got the burn. So we cleared. And in this property, I got to figure out how. Maybe we'll start doing more of these on YouTube. But the Anthony's been taking some videos along the way of what we're doing. If you want to see me in a machine, rocking a grapple and moving the bush around and getting the fire going, I really do all that stuff. But now I found a balance where I can actually do that, and then I can come back in and do the brain work. And I'll tell you what, since I've been doing the brawn work, the brain work is working even better. So I'm thankful that many of you are wondering what happened to the podcast and what happened to me. Some of you I've actually corresponded with. I'd like to think that I've made friends with several of the people that follow our program and what we've been doing. And I'd like to add you to that list. So hopefully you'll catch this and you'll listen to it and you'll perk up a little bit. I want to help you. I want to help you, and I can. And I think I can do it in a way that you're going to be very hard-pressed to find something equal in both its completeness, its efficiency, and its confidence that what I can help you with. So thank you for listening. I'll get better. I'll get back in my podcast way here. I'm actually going to do another live webinar. So I'm going to do that in May. So I'll send you out an invite for that. We'll do another live webinar, but look for me in Virginia Beach in March. I believe it's March. What is it? Yeah, March. Today's March. 28th. Hang on, I'm going to look at that date. March 28th at the Founders Inn in Virginia Beach. Then I'll put out the date for Jacksonville. And then I'd like to get into that Tennessee area. I haven't been there. I want to go check out Tennessee. So maybe we'll put Tennessee on the map. And, of course, we'll be doing a little bit in the Northeast. I want to get up into Maine and Massachusetts. So we're going on the road, guys. So hopefully we'll get to see you in person and change your life, change your retirement. Here's to you, and thank you for always checking out the Deserve podcast. I'm Brett Sasso. Stay well. Talk soon.